Coordinator of the Conglomeration Concert, Curtis Williams, said this year's event will feature 12 different types of performances, along with 4 added attractions that will allow businesses the opportunity to showcase their work.
At the event, we have 12 different types of performances. There's acting, dancing, instrumentals, modeling, everything is included. Also, downstairs, we have live interviews, a half an hour photo shoot. We have a healthy kitchen. We also have an entrepreneurial exhibition. That's where persons can bring in models of their work, samples of their work. They can bring in their business cards, their brochures for this business exhibition. So these are the attractions. So we have 12 different types of performances, and then we have 4 added attractions downstairs.
Mr. Williams said the event is expected to begin at 7 p.m. sharp with no intermission, and listed some of the local acts that will be performing at the event.
We start with the photo shoot at 7. There's no intermission. There's no MC, and no item goes beyond 10 minutes. 9 minutes are under the length of our various items and segments. So some of the names that people would be expecting to see would include Gideon Solin, Dr. St. Clair Thomas. We have Edmira Walker doing monologues, Chad Graves, and Chrissy Bino. We have awesome singers, popular awesome singers around the country. Called Out is involved in that. We have some surprise singers. We have singers from Even Beck coming up. We have persons on instrument. We have Alan Cruikshank on piano. And we have DJ Kimberly Prescott on the violin.
Mr. Williams is also appealing for a unique event to be held each month that will attract tourists and locals alike. He is also hoping that the annual Conglomeration Concert will become a regional and international event.
St. Vincent needs presentation attraction every month. In April, we have Gospel Fest. In July, we have Carnival. In December, we have Nine Morning. We want to make the Conglomeration, the Glow Era, that attraction for the month of August, that major Vinci attraction that could bring in tourists that locals can look forward to. So for August, we're going to do the Conglomeration each year, and we're hoping that different concert organizers could actually have something in place for other months, so that when persons overseas are planning their holidays, we can have something that makes each month for them an option, that makes St. Vincent an option. So yes, I'm hoping to do it annually. I'm hoping it would become our major August annual attraction here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Coordinator of the Conglomeration Concert, Curtis Williams. The event is expected to take place at the Russell's Auditorium on August 30th. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.